Now, friends, we've come to another division. It's not one of the two major divisions of the epistle, but actually it's a very important division, and it's concerning the conditions in the Corinthian church. And now we have here concerning scandals in the Corinthian church. That's beginning here at chapter 5, and it goes through chapter 6. Now, here it has to do with impurity. And in the next chapter, chapter 6, it has to do with lawsuits among members. Now, these are very practical questions and problems because, very frankly, these are the questions that come up today. And these are the questions that are asked today. And the church in Corinth and the present-day church are very similar, which means that we are living in a day of carnality, even as far as the church is concerned. Now, this chapter is quite a remarkable chapter, by the way. Here we have this statement made. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Now, this is the case that was up before this church. And this is not gossip. The word commonly here should be translated and could be very easily. It is reported actually and factually. This is not something that was just a rumor going around. This was common knowledge. It is reported actually and factually that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife.